From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States, promising to put America first in everything. The 70-year-old Trump took the oath of office on the west portico of the Capitol Friday and told hundreds of thousands gathered on the National Mall that America would look after its own people and its own interests first.
We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American.
Trump told those gathered that his administration would restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment with reconstruction of the country's deteriorating roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. He touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, but emphasized his administration would put the United States first in all decisions. He vowed to eradicate radical Islamic terrorism and said that America would respect the right of all nations to govern themselves as they see fit. Later, at an inaugural ball in downtown Washington, Trump repeated his message of making America great again.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you. And we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you.
After speaking to the crowd, Mr. Trump had the first ceremonial dance with the First Lady Melania Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, Karen. For more on this story, visit our website. This is VOA News. In one of his first official acts as president, Donald Trump signed an executive order that directs federal agencies to ease the burden of the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters that Trump's chief of staff, Rince Priebus, is sending a memo to agencies directing an immediate regulatory freeze. Trump also signed the commissions for his defense secretary, James Mattis, and his homeland security secretary, John Kelly, who were confirmed by the Senate on Friday. Vice President Mike Pence swore both men into their new jobs Friday night. Protesters clashed with Washington police in protests against Donald Trump in downtown Washington. Black-clad demonstrators smashed storefront windows and scattered broken glass along a major street. Hundreds of police used pepper spray to corner a group of about 75 protesters in the entrance of an office building. That began a standoff that ended with dozens of arrests. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says that protesters have the right to demonstrate but not to destroy the city.
This type of destruction and this type of violence against people in Washington, D.C. will not be tolerated.
D.C.'s interim police chief said that 217 people had been arrested in connection with the demonstrations. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat by a regional military force to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early Saturday on state television, saying that he thinks it's not necessary that a single drop of blood be shed.
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh did not give any details on any deal that was struck, and it's not clear when Adama Barrow, who beat Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. Italian rescue teams say that 10 people, including two children, were found alive Friday in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug all night long through deep snow and debris in their search for some 30 people staying at a luxury mountain resort. The avalanche that hit the four-star resort in the town of Farindole was likely triggered by a series of strong earthquakes that rattled central Italy. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.